Number eight, Dr. King said we should be treated equally in politics. And a lot of black folks, and maybe some white folks, who say the church shouldn't get involved in politics because it's dirty, then I'll tell you quickly, if it's dirty and you're so holy, get in and clean it up. Voting discrimination exists because only five black senators have been elected to office and two governors. We say Mississippi is the worst state in racism, yet Mississippi has more state-elected black officials than any of the 50 states. They have 17. But the worst thing about politics, Dr. King would say, and I would say amen, is that we blacks ought to be ashamed that 9 million of the 38 million of us are not registered to vote. And you got the nerve to sit up in the barber and beauty shops and complain. If I had my way, and you're not registered to vote, I would take that whip Jesus did when he ran those guys out of the temple and pop you all the way down to the voter registration office. Because I have led people in the South to get registered, and they were beaten by policemen. Especially the black males were beaten between the legs with knife sticks. I've seen whites being beaten with knife sticks trying to get us registered. And you sit down on your fanny, talk about my vote won't count, and you darn right it won't count unless you vote. Of all the black churches in America, and 21 million of us claim to be Christian, out of the 38 million who won't let a man get up and make an announcement about voter registration, you ought to vote your preacher out. Let me give you a formula how you can get him involved. On the first Sunday you go to church, when you're at the door saying goodbye, say, Reverend, I was here today, and you didn't say anything about voter registration or freedom. The next Sunday you come to church, and you tell him at the door, Reverend, I was here, but I kept my offering in my pocket. The third Sunday, you come to church. At the door, you tell him, Reverend, I didn't put in an offering the other day either. And I won't be here next Sunday unless you say something about voter registration. And the fourth Sunday's sermon topic will be Freedom Now.